Good Chodesh Raboisai! Ah! Lili Nishmasim Imros, Yerus Pas Mordechai, Paris Chodesh Shmuli Hecht, an RF Dov Zlating of 200, Aktivis Halkowitz of 94, Shalom Rand of 202, Shmuli Davidowitz, B202, and the official Amen and Daf Yomi Committee. By Chaim, that's your buddy, give $1,000, an honor of Rebelli. By Isaac Shabot, Yitzi Radzik, F231, in honor of Yitzi. Family Factor, in honor of Chaya Factor's Bas Mitzvah. Also read email. Moshe Lachman, Lili Nishmat Zipari Fega Bas Tuvia, a Holocaust survivor and only survivor of 13 children whose sons, grandsons, and great-grandson learned the daf with Reb Eli. Unbelievable. By Vlad Sakharov, Refuah Shleima from my grandmother, Nechama Bas Haika. And by Allison Cohen, in honor of Jeremy Cohen's 40th birthday. Mazel tov, Jeremy. It's a big one. 40 is big. Doyle wants to welcome Howie Shulman from the Five Towns, who just made Aliyah, joined our shir. Got to bring your son. He's been missing in action for a while. Where is he? My boy said, it's a huge, huge day for me. I want you to join me in a big mazel tov. Today, 700 days straight of giving a shir. You see Yad Hashem here. Yad Hashem, it's the koyach of the tzibur, without a doubt. I thought about all the things that could have gone wrong, just an eye infection. Chas v'shalom, I don't want to, like, tomorrow, you know, I'm going to, just a voice that doesn't work, a little COVID, a little fever. Son's chasana, traveling, messed up hair, the wrong socks, different things that could go wrong. 700 days straight, it's mamish, it's icy, neflois, abayra, not me, Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? Tremendous, tremendous, akar zatoiv. And it also says in the bottom here, consecutive days not giving shir, Rav Noam Fick, 774. Last time you gave a shir, Noam, 774 days ago. Sponsored, wow, there's going to be a lot of artists now. Sponsored by Dr. Avi Factor, in honor of his daughter Chaya's Bas Mitzvah today. May she grow up to be a Bas. Listen, Rabbi, say every word here matters. May she grow up to be a Bas Yisrael who marries a Talmud Chacham like Raveli's father, wears tefillin all day and dresses like Eliyahu HaNavi. Wakes his children up at 4 a.m. In the morning to check the kashas of chickens. Has the reasons to save his child from a sewer system in a bungalow colony, or learns with that smother gedolim on Matzi Shabbos like Rav Shach, who bows down flat with bros style Yom Kippur, who detests dog, cats, pets, and is not that, why? Because it's not a frum thing to do, who does not brush his hair on Shabbos even with a wooden comb, and can stomach kutach. This man should, however, be well balanced and wear polka dot socks, never button sleeves, be tough enough to stand up to 40 on a train, keen enough to steal a donkey, smooth enough to avoid a toilet water soaked socks while bowing, wise enough to give a daf yomi shir, adept enough to be a real estate mogul. Hey, you can fall in love with a rich guy just as easily as a poor one. Have a great set of hair and a beard with, in capital letters, brave enough to wrestle with a lion, daring enough to fly a plane. Has the vocabulary of a Panovich Masmid, smart enough to turn a Kool-Aid abandoned factory into gold, and who appreciates fine dagim tuna and expensive wine, and Raboisai, and has just a touch of gaiva. P.S. If Ravelli does not read this whole sponsorship, I am not coughing up the money. Mayor Kravetsky, dear Ravelli, dear Belly, I started the daf in the middle of Sukkah and Baruch Hashem, I think I only missed two times. Since before I heard about the daf, I didn't learn much after yeshiva. I got married with work and kids, it's hard, but like you said many times, everyone has 45 minutes in the day to learn Torah, and you are right. Anyway, I've been trying very hard to get a family member or a friend to join the daf, as I really want that special edition Art School Gemara. But everyone who I ask just keeps on making excuses, and I can't seem to get anyone to join here in Côte Saint-Luc, Quebec. So I want to ask you, if it's possible, can I buy that special edition Gemara so that I will still have it? And I would like to buy the one for Tainus, as I won't get here in time for Hoshana. Thanks sincerely, your proud Talmud from Côte Saint-Luc, Quebec, Shmuel Mayer. Wow. Well, sorry. I can't. I'm not in charge of that. I don't know. They have to speak to the guys over there. I will say this. Somebody wrote to me yesterday that somebody offered him $5,000 and told him, I'm giving you $5,000. You give $1,000 to anybody that joins this year. It's $5,000. Take the $5,000. Get five people to join. Each one gets $1,000. That's how desperate these guys are. So the guy goes to his brother, and his brother says no. So he says, I'll give you $1,500. So his brother says, okay. So his brother's joining for $1,500. Sometimes you got to cough up the dough. This Gemara might cost you $1,500. You got to do what you got to do. Anything. You got to do anything to get a guy. My daughter told me, it was yesterday, she goes, I watched the interview, the Art Scroll interview. Rabbi said, this is an Art Scroll interview. Daddy, I didn't know you could be normal. So I told her, I said, I will do anything to get another person to learn the daf, even if it means I have to be normal. So some people cough up $1,500. Some people have to act certain ways. Moshe Wilner, Rebellion, I'm proud to say that after Yontav, I missed 4 to 5 daf, but after Yontav, instead of attempting to catch up, I just continued with you. So that's what it says here. What? Continue with the daily share as you advise. Took out his bubby, who was 99 years old, Baruch Hashem, Le'an Hara. And during that whole trip, he was able to catch up 3 daf. I'm looking forward to finishing my second Masechta with MDY. And then he says, thank you for making the daf the most looked forward part of my day. That's how you get somebody to join. The most looked forward part of the day. I don't know what time it is, so I'll just keep on going. 4 ready. Hi, Rebellia. I wanted to catch you up before the end of Masechta's Rosh. I started David in the Sukkah with the inspiration of Baruch Hashem still holding on and gained tremendously from it. It gave me a new perspective of Shas. My main focus is Zion. And I gained numerous hours of learning, filling many empty slots. You also stopped me in my tracks from doing the daf during Chazor Shas by embarrassing me, Barabim. Thank you, and keep knocking. Moshe from the Midwest. Okay, fine. All these will have to wait, unless there's a major one here. Ooh, here's one. Somebody said they really felt bad for my wife after you watched the Art Scroll thing. And he gave me chizuk. I should tell her that there's a Reb Hirschel Schachter. He brought a beautiful mice. A different time. Okay. Over here it says, this is from Mrs. Grossberg. My husband started doing the daf. Middle of Yuma has not missed a day. You got him learning every day. He tried a few years. I walked into shiur on Shabbos, but it only lasted a few weeks. Maybe. Since starting his shiur, our lives revolve around the shiur. And Erev Shabbos, he's learning. What a beautiful way to go into Shabbos. I feel that I'm getting schar too, as I support him. And I'm so super proud. Of course he gets schar. What's the shaila? The story that Reb Hirschel Schachter says, that Reb Val Yosef, this girl didn't want to go out with him because he kept on talking to the father and learning for 3 hours and they couldn't go out. So on the fourth time she said, I'm not going out with this guy. So he told her, listen, I'll split the schar with you. Half for me, half for you. So they got engaged within 3 minutes. That's the maizah. But I think it's obvious. A wife gets, she shares in the schar, half the schar, whatever it is. We're waiting to come to Eretz Yisrael to do it live. Mashiach should come soon. You and your wife have tremendous chayim. Hashem give you continued panosa, strength, and nachas from all your kids. Thank you. Shkoyach. All right, fine. Here we go. I forgot to announce. This will take another minute here. Rabboisai, if I can find it. Because he gave it to me way too late. What's that? Oh, RSVP for the Siyumim. I wrote it down somewhere. Siyum, if you could help me out. The Siyum in Tinek, Siyum in Toronto, by Ari Blau. The Siyum in Lakewood, Moshe Hirsch. Siyum in the Five Towns. That's a Kalman of the Five Towns. Yismach Moshe. But that's on Monday. Who else? Miami is in the Sephardic Shul. On. Why is it so loud, Gary?
Also, you meant Aaron Hirsch.
I meant Aaron Hirsch. Who else? Flatbush, we don't know yet. Chicago is going to be a massive Siyum. RBS, beautiful Siyum in my house. Barbecue, Kumzitz, big, big matzav. And a big surprise. Everybody gets a beautiful surprise. And a great speaker. David Kaplan, Rib David Kaplan. What? I'm not telling you what it is. It's beautiful. It's going to be Chosh of Maid. Who? 8:30 Mayrev.
Montreal,
no, not Montreal, unless you want to do one. Over 50 people joined. We're at 530 plus people that are joining the DAF. Leon Manichuri, Shalom Shochet, Avi Factor brought somebody in. What's that all about? Who? Rabbi Rosenberg's son. How old is he?
3.
Oh, okay. 25. Aaron Sittner. Aaron Wasserman. Teddy Scher. Binyamin Samuel. Liran Maccabi. Mutti Pearl. Yaakov Rosedale. I'm kidding. You didn't do anything. Yisrael Goldstein. Josh Perlowitz. Max Aquinan. Randy Narkir. Yosef Goldberger. Avram Berkowitz, Brian Layton, until you bring somebody, you have no right to say whether I should go on or not. Yosef Mivorach, we know him. Jake Lebovitz, Max Akinen, twice. I'm not going to read the names that are twice. Avram Meir Farkovich, Michal Rendler, Colin Samuel, Elliot Berman, Avi Nathan, Yehuda Wyman. What, you know him? Asher Amer, Yitzchak Weber. No, I can't do this one. Yoni Rabinpour, Elio Wiesner, Shkoyachol. Here we go. Today, Rabbi Yisai Daf Lamed Vav, and we're a little bit of a hole by Tnan. 2, 4, 6, 8 lines from the bottom of Lamed Hey with Beis. Ma'ashilin, Peirois, Derech, Aruba, Biontif. So you do one of these. You take the pair, I know it's the Perth. It's Mayor Planka from Toronto. His father joined this year and his kid. Oh, by the way, you know why he joined this year? Because 2.5 years, when was it? Almost 3 years ago, we needed 1,000 subscribers on YouTube in order to go live. YouTube stopped it all one day because the guy did the mass murder and they said, you need 1,000. So we went out on the streets. Everybody went out. So I went, I was in the farm store. I see this guy. I go walk over to him. Do me a favor. Subscribe to my share. He goes, who are you? I need 1,000 people. So he subscribed. He got hooked. He sponsored Sukkah's breakfast, sponsored Gemara's for the rest of Shas, and a bottle of Pert. Yishkoyach. What? Pert, I wasn't sure if this is the real thing. What happened was I bought a case of Pert in Chicago. And I opened it up and I smelled it and didn't smell like the real thing. So I returned it. Now he got me Pert. So I opened up, smelled it, didn't smell like the real thing. They must have changed something. Yeah, together with the drills. Zok de Gemara. So this is Mashilim Peiros. Mashilim Peiros again is, you have a bunch of fruit on the rooftop. It's about to rain and you don't want them to get ruined. So we allow you to throw it into a hole, but not to lift them up and put it into a window, because that's a lot of tircha. Something that's easy we allow you to do, says the Gemara. So now the Gemara is going to bring something similar in Masechta Shabbos and ask 4 or 5 different things. Can you compare Shabbos to a Yontif? Says the Gemara. Ad kama, how many boxes, how many fruit? Omer b'zeir, omer b'asi, v'amer l'omer b'asi, omer b'yoichanon. Koizes shaninu, we learned in Masechta Shabbos. Mifanim arba v'chomish kupoi shel tevin. If you have guests, you're allowed to move on Shabbos. 4 to 5 boxes, the Gemara says it's 4, 5 this. V'shel tfua of wheat. Me'pnei archim or v'nei bitul beis ha-medrash. If you need seats for the guests, you're allowed to take a box, give him the box to sit on. You're allowed to seats in the beis ha-medrash, like we have shvacha, keters, cheers. Eventually, Rabbi Yisai, don't worry, it's coming. You're allowed to bring into the Beis Medrash some wheat, to some straw to sit on. V'ldim Shavane Hasam, says the Gemara, but what's the connection? And that's what the Gemara is going to do for a little bit. Is there a connection between Shabbos and Yontif? V'ldim Shavane Hasam, they could bitul Beis Medrash. Over there, you want people to learn Torah. Avalach, they like a bitul Beis Medrash. Over there, it's just for monetary loss. Perhaps it's not a big deal. We're holding 4 lines from the bottom of Lamed Hayom the Beis. Inami, another difference is, over there we're talking about Shabbos, people are not going to be mezalzel in Shabbos. They know Shabbos is chomer, it's skila, aval, yontev, the kill, vasi zalzulebe, that was on Daf Beis, on Aleph, and Mesechus Beis, so we already had that svara that people are more Makel, because you're allowed to cook on Yontif, so it comes to people think that it's a little less in Chumrah. So klal loy, meaning you would be only able to carry 4 to 5 boxes, not 0, but the Mishnah says you're allowed to carry. Inami lidoch gisa, maybe I could go the other route. Hasamayin taima, again, Is there a connection? Can you compare the two? And that's what most of Shas is, comparing things. Does this compare to that? Over there by Shabbos, you're not, there's no monetary loss. Maybe, since there's a hefsid mammon over here, maybe you could go more than 4 to 5 boxes. Okay. So, machlokes is showing him, how do we paskin over here? Okay. Hasam. Now the Gemara continues, lamed vav amid alef. In that same exact Mishnah, Hasam. Tanan avaloisoitzer. As the Mishnah describes, it says, you're allowed to carry 4 to 5 boxes on Shabbos, so people have cheers, the guests, the talmidim, but do not empty out the storage. Vaamar Shmuel, my avaloisoitzer, avaloyigmarsoitzer kuloi. So Gemara explains, it means, don't empty out the entire room. The famous concept in Masechta Shabbos, you might come to straighten out the floor. In those days, they didn't have nice tile. They had these muddy floors, dirt floors. And when you expose the floor, you'll see that there's a little dip in the floor. So you'll take your shovel and your broom and you'll start smoothing it out. And that's baina, that's asur. We're concerned if you expose the entire floor, there'll be a problem. Hachamai. And the Gemara says, okay, can we compare Masechta Shabbos to Masechtas Yontif? The reason why I can't empty out the whole room is because Shabbos is very chomer. Av Yontif the keel shaper dami, but Yontif on the other hand is a little bit easier. By the way, the Rashba points out that sometimes we're saying Shabbos is chomer, sometimes we're saying Shabbos is kal. So it basically says that when you want to compare one to the other, we say, should it be usher here or usher over here? So you say, Shabbos is more chomer. Shabbos is more chomer. Shabbos is more chomer. So it should be usher and Shabbos. When it's mutter in both, but should I make a gzeira on one over the other? Make the gzeira on Yontif because people take it lightly. See, a little bit of an afkimini sense. Says the Gemara.
When do you say
kill? No. Usher, zazul, and kill go together. Who says? No, that's what I'm saying. Shabbos is more chomer. So in terms of kill and not, Shabbos is more chomer. Asa Zazule is in Yontif. You say Asa Zazule when they're both mutter. This malacha is mutter. Let's say, carrying is mutter with an Eruv, but I'm going to be more machmer on Yontif. It's also mutter on Shabbos, but I'll be more machmer on Yontif because Asa Zazule. When they're both equal and they're both mutter, now I'm going to be more machmer yontif. When I want to create a new iser, then I say Shabbos is more chomer. Okay, says Gemara. Or Dilma, Hasam, they can be the by Shabbos. Where talmidim need to sit down. Yet I don't allow you to empty out the whole storage. Amr Sloy, Hacha, the legibidu by Samerish. Over here, nobody's learning the daf. I just want to save $25 of fruit. Like Holshkin, of course, it should be usher to do the entire floor. Okay, I don't know what the answer is. The answer is take it, we don't know. By us it says, Mashilin, Peirois, Derech, Aruv, Yontif. Here we go. You're allowed to put the, we said five Lashonis yesterday. Mashilin, Mashchirin, Manchirin. It means to lower the fruit down into the skylight. Varav Nachman, Loishonon, Loboisei Agag. Givaldik. I'm very happy. I found this picture from Erevin. Beautiful picture from Kol HaLashon. Here you have two houses. It's a flat roof. Says Rav Nachman Chiddush. Since underneath it's two separate dwellings, I cannot push my fruit from one to the other. Why? Maybe it looks like an extra tircha. I'm saying, once I saw this picture, and in Erevin we say good asik mechitzta. If you remember from Sukkah, good asik mechitzta. Here's an imaginary wall that goes all the way up. So halachically, there's a wall here, so I can't go from one rishus to the other. That's not the reason. The reason is because we're talking about tircha over here, and it looks like as if you're bringing from one house to the other. Now I can't start making nafkaminas. Oh, this house is a little higher up. This house is a little further away. Even if they're flat, don't go from one house to another. And we also learned in a braisa, you can't go from one roof to another, even when the roofs are equal. What is it? What's the halacha by Shabbos? Is that halacha only by Yontif? Again, do we compare Yontif to Shabbos? Over here, once again, people carry a lot on Yontif and they'll come to overexert themselves and maybe have to start making zeres. But Shabbos, which is different and more chomer, people won't come to be mizalzel. Shabbos dami. Over here by Yontif, where you're losing money, you can't save that much. But certainly on Shabbos, you should, where you're not saving any money, certainly you shouldn't be allowed to do it. It says over here, you cannot lower it with a rope, and you cannot bring it down with a ladder. Sula means any type of device that allows you to go from one place, from a higher place to a lower place, from lower place to higher, even one step, even a ramp, it's called the sulam. You see, I just said no colds, no this, and here it goes, it's starting already. And I'm seeing a little blurry also. No, I'm just kidding. Tomorrow, by the way, to not miss an alarm clock, not miss an alarm for 700 days straight. I used to miss it like twice a week. That was always my excuse. I forgot to set it. I forgot this. It didn't go off. 700 days straight. Crazy. Aval Shabbos, they could be double same as Shaper Dummy. Odimach, they can have the payroys. Amr's loy. Hustle, they can have the payroys. Loy called Shkane. Fine. Take all. I don't know if there's a, if I can be mechalik between Yontif and Shabbos. This one has a chumrah. This one has a chumrah. This one has a kula. Okay. Umechasin is haperois. You're allowed to take a sheet, a tarp, and cover your fruits if rain starts falling through your ceiling. It's not an uncommon thing. In my house, here in Eretz Yisrael, I have four spots in my house that when it rains, water comes in. Don't ask me why it's not fixed. Azoy is. We fixed one, then... Oh, no, 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 it's fixed. It's in 100%. I was kidding. It was the other. Yeah. I don't want to sell my apartment here. But it rains and it hits the couch. Sometimes my head. It's right over my bed also. I'm not kidding. But it says in the Mishnah, you're allowed to cover perfectly good fruits. What about mukta? What about bricks? So, there's a Givaldika Maisa. I said this a long time ago. I just got an email. The guy made fun of me, and I'll read it, I hope, to get to it one day. But he says, Ashtachtim, it was Saunders. Saunders from England. So he said, oh, thank you, you made me a chaz and whatever. And he says, I'll shtach you back. He says, you once said that every sugin shas is brought down twice. Every one of your stories is brought down at least twice. So, it was in the days of the beginning of Eretz Yisrael, of Israel, I should say. And there was a frum guy that was a builder. And the most expensive thing for building was cement in those days. Just like today in Gaza. Cement is a hard thing to come by. So they used to import it from Chutz La'aretz. And the guy had massive vats of cement. And it was Erev Shabbos, and all of a sudden it became cloudy. And they see the rain, and oy vey, if it rains, finish. He can't build his buildings. He told his guys, go home, because if you do this, you're going to come home on Shabbos. They said, don't worry, we're not Shomer Shabbos anyway. No, not on my dime. Go home, and I don't care about the loss. So, they went home. Motzei Shabbos comes, he's mamish, he's crying. The whole Shabbos, he decided he's not going to think about it. Motzei Shabbos, he comes to the job site. Can't believe his eyes. Everything is covered perfectly. Turns out that Solel Boneh, which was building right next door, which is a non-frum company, I guess, they told their employees, go run on Shabbos and cover the cement. So they ran and they covered his cement by mistake and not theirs. So he asked the Shaila, you know, it's a Maisa Shabbos. Could you? But at the end of the day, Derek showed him, yeah. Fine, Zokta Gemara. So I feel avir delivna. You're allowed to cover even cement, even these stones, these bricks that if they become wet and moist, they're destroyed. It's building material. You're allowed to cover on yontif. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Peres Aruyin. Only this picture right over here is permitted. Only because it's fruit, something that you're allowed to touch on yontif, but something that's mukta stone, not stones, bricks that you're not allowed to do. Rabbi Yitzchak Tamei, Dom Rabbi Yitzchak. You can only move something for something that's movable for fruit. You're allowed to take a sheet for fruit, but you're not allowed to move a sheet for bricks. So it says in our Mishnah, you're allowed to cover the fruit. Why does the Mishnah use fruit? Perisin, avir levilinoi. The Mishnah should have said, even bricks. Why did the Mishnah use a lashon of peiros? A bigger chiddush would be, you're allowed to cover muktzah. Who adin afil avir delivnei? Yeah, you're right, the Mishnah could have said it. Vaidi detana reisha mashilim peiros. Since we have this case. And this case, what's going on here? If you look at the picture, he's moving it with his hands. It's muktzah. So we have to talk about something that's not muktzah. That's why it says peiros. In this case, it must be peiros. It can't be bricks, because you're not allowed to move bricks with your hand on yontif. So since the Reish is talking about fruit, so we go continue with the same theme. But Ein Hanami could be talking about bricks in the safe as well. Not. We learned in our Mishnah, talking about barrels of wine, barrels of oil. Again, why dafka, something that's mutter to move on yontif? Okay. Parshas Noach, say it real quickly. Parshas Noach. Noach came out of the teva. What did he do? He drank wine from the Kadiyain. I just want to bring a medrash. Interesting medrash. I wouldn't say it's Namazai, like the story is not that interesting, but it's a medrash story. The medrash says there's a guy that was a drunk. Constantly drink. So his kids were sick and tired of him. They didn't have a yay in those days. They didn't know so they took him. When he's drunk, they lifted him up and they put him in the Beis HaKvaris. Put him down there. So during the night, the guys that were how do you say mavriach in English? They were, what? Smugglers. Thank you, the smugglers. Smugglers came in and they had a big giant, they were smuggling wine. And they took the barrel of wine and put it just by this guy's grave, right on top of his head. The guy wakes up from his drunkenness. He can't believe his eyes. He's in Gan Eden. He has a barrel and has a spigot. So he opens up the spigot and he starts drinking. He gets drunk again, falls asleep every 10 minutes. His mishpacha, after 4 or 5 days, they start getting worried. What's going on here? They go to the Beis HaKvaris. They see a guy, Yaakov, you know what I'm talking about, right? They see a guy with a barrel in Olam Haba. So they chop him and they bring him back to the thing. And they realized, this is a big yisoid. It's about the daf also. It's about Noach. If a person wants a certain thing, he decides that's what he wants, they'll make it easy for him. You want to be a drunk? Here, I'll make it happen. Even in Beis HaKvaris. You want to dedicate your life to Daf Yomi, to the Daf? I'll make it happen. Somebody else will take your kids to school. It could happen. 700 days straight, Rabbi Isai. Okay. Zogt Gemara weiter. You say it. We need a song. 700 days.
700 days.
That's how many days. No, I don't look at it, but David Agal from Los Angeles sends me this thing. I had no idea. If you would have asked me yesterday how many days, I would have said 650. I actually told somebody I'm 650 days in, literally 3-4 days ago.
Did anyone check if the stat's right?
We don't have to check. It doesn't matter if it's right or wrong. It's a good stat. It's mechazik, me. Oh, so why? So again, going back to Racham's question yesterday, this is a typical thing. Why does the Gemara talk about something that's mutter to move? It's also to move. It's also to move. Why? Because it could be talking about Tevel. The guy forgot to take Trumas and Maestras. So today, you know, I'll take Trumas and Maestras. So it's Mukta. A barrel of wine that you didn't take Trumas and Maestras on Yantav and Shabbos is Mukta. Hotanali Reisho. Sorry. Agnav Mistabro. And I can prove it to you. These are Gedad of Kadi Yahim and Kadi Shem in the Tero. Because if we're talking about something that's mutter, Hotanali Reisho, Peros. I already said a case of something that's mutter. A bunch of apples. No, I'm telling you wine because that's usher. It's mukta. Says Gemara, that's not a good raya. Maybe there's another reason why it says barrels of wine. Not to tell you the case of mukta. Kadigayim and kadishem. It's vichalei. Soka da de ramino. Lehefsid meruba. Chashashu. A bunch of fruit staying out all day in the rain gets ruined. But a bunch of wine in bottles doesn't get ruined. A little bit. Maybe I won't be able to sell it because it's a little wet. The label came off. I don't know what. But it doesn't ruin the wine. It's hefsid mut. Lehechashashu. I think it's not a big deal. Kamash malot. Tanan. Noisim kli tachas adela v'shabas. This case, going back to the Mishnah, reusing pictures, gevaldik. You could put a pail under a leak. Literally, you come to my house in the winter, that's what we got. No wonder my wife wants to move back to Chicago every day. Okay, fine. Says the Gemara. So what do you see from here? This is delef, this is rain, this is mukta. Come to my house, look in the pail. It's yellow and it has some cement in it, residue. You're not drinking that water. Yet, I'm allowed to catch it. I'm allowed to do something about it on Yontif. So you see, like Ula, that even something that's awesome, even a brick, you could cover. Says Gemara, no. Bedel Faroy. They were desperate in those days. Nice kishmaka rain. Some people use this stuff. You use it to fill up a mikveh in our days. It's good water in those days, or even today. You have those guys, the green people, they're catching the rain, putting it in a nice barrel, they recycle water, the whole thing. So it comes through the roof. I'll tell my wife, it's a good idea. From now on, we'll put a barrel, we'll chop it, we'll save a few shekel. Tashma. Parsim achzelas agabe levenim b'shabes. Oh, are you sure that's the Rashi here, not by Graf Sharei? Because Rashi is by Graf Sharei. Okay, could be. Yeah, okay. Rashi says that it's talking about a behema. Yeah, makes sense. Okay, but I have a few of those in my house. And I'm not talking about Mando. Tashma! You're allowed to put, cover with, the schach mat on top of Levenim. Levenim is a brick and it's mukta. So you see, you're allowed to cover mukta on Shabbos. On Yom Tov. Says Gemara, no, they're not mukta. The Yatim ibn Yonah, he had left over from his construction job. The Chazan ibn Mizgalayu, now you could sit on them. Tashma. Now Avonim is mukta, right? The only people that Avonim is not mukta, if you live in Yerushalayim, you want to throw stones on a car, then it's not mukta. But for everybody else in the world, a stone is mukta. You can't do anything with a stone on Shabbos. Says Gemara, oh, see, you're allowed to cover stones on Shabbos. We're talking about special toilet paper stones. I have a picture, don't worry about it. The Chazi in the Beis HaKisei. Here you go. In those days, think about it. Think about how lucky we are today. We have soft toilet paper. In those days, they didn't have soft anything. And what they did was, they used stones. That was their way to go. This is the Waldorf 3,000 years ago. You had a nice box with chashavah stones lined up the right shape. Yeah, I saw it. They found the old toilet yesterday. Just when I was looking for the picture, 2 or 3 days ago, and I found something similar. Okay. What? The used and unused section, Raboisa. Used and unused. It recycled later on. You're not going to throw this out. Come on. No, the Mishnah Berurah talks about it. If there's a stone, you have to use it in another spot. You don't use it where somebody else used it. It's a whole... Okay, we're not going to get into it now. Raboisa, bidets is a different story. Ayin and bracha stuff, whatever. It's a very, very good etzit to buy a bidet. And we got 25 emails afterwards. But we're not going to go into it. Tashma. Parsim machzelas agavi, all the new guys that just learned, please, whatever, take that part out. Parsim, hopefully they don't start until Rosh Hashanah. They don't listen to my advice to start today. Parsim machzelas agavi kaveres, dvorim shabbos. What is a beehive? Beehive mukta? Yes, it's for bees, not for humans. Yet it says you're allowed to cover it. So you see a lot of cover things that are mukta. By the way, amud beis is always easier all over Shas, but especially today. Super easy. Bechama, bevnei achama. In the summer, Bechama doesn't mean in the sun over here. Bechama means in the summer, you're allowed to cover it. Ubek shamim, in the winter, mevneak shamim, so it doesn't get rained on, it doesn't have too much sun. Ubevach, leis kavin lotzen. You have to make sure that you don't trap. Hasam nami, that you don't mean to trap. Hasam nami. So the Gemara says, Dikid Vash. It's something that's mutter because there's some honey. Maybe if you don't mind to close that window over there. I know there's this, but there's a lot of noise coming in through that window. Thank you. So we have two pshatim here. Question is, there's no honey in the winter. They're not active, the bees. So what's your heter to cover it? You're not covering something that's mutter, you're covering something that's aser. In the winter, they always leave two parts of the hive in there to sustain the bees. They need to eat. By the way, as you know, bees are extremely essential and we have a major bee problem. It costs a lot of money. If you ever see, they take these massive trucks with beehives and they bring it from farm to farm so the bees do their things. Without the bees, we don't have pollination. And the bees are dying. Nobody knows why. Imagine a world without bees. Unbelievable. We need these bees. Oh, you're right. There's some honey in the hive and the honey is mutter. So you're covering mutter? No. Those parts of the hive that have honey are usr. The mukta, why? Because they're designated for the bees and not for humans. Again, we're trying to, don't put me in a corner that you could bring a riot from here. I'll wiggle my way out and I'll say, we're talking about that there's a little honey in the hive, even though it's the winter, but I want to eat from the honey, and I said so. I am not leaving it for the bees. I'm going to be mean. I'm going to take their last honey. But okay, but you didn't think about it. But if you didn't think about it, it's usr. So you see from over here that it's usr to cover mukta. But the Gemara asked, what does it say? It says, you have to make sure. There's no problem with mukta. But be careful, there's a problem of trapping. Doesn't it make more sense as the Gemara to talk about mukta? There's no problem mukta in case A, but there is a problem of mukta in case B. If you designated for humans, it's not mukta. If you didn't, why are you jumping to a case of trapping? Just say, what, it's far away. Trapping is a whole different category. Talk about mukta. Makes a lot more sense. Just say an afkemina within mukta itself. If you have intent to use this honey, then it's not mukta. But if you didn't have intent, then it's mukta. That's what it means. If you had a mind to use this honey, you still have a problem of trapping. Be careful of that problem. I'm sorry. So what do you say, Rabbi Yehuda? This whole thing is going according to Rabbi Yehuda that holds of mukta. That's why the honey is usur. If you don't think about it, ema seifa. So how does it fit in with the next part? You're trapping the bees in the hive, but I didn't have intent. Oops, I didn't mean it. Who says that's okay? Rabbi Shimon. We pass like him according to Rashi. But that only goes according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda argues. He says, if you drag a bench on Shabbos and don't have any intent to make a furrow, you're chayiv if you make a furrow. You can't say, oops, I didn't mean to. Says Gemara, but it goes according to Reb Shimon. As Gemara, but it can't go according to Reb Shimon either. But this is with Reb Shimon. Now we had this concept so many times. Amal, a year or two ago, we got nervous. Every time, it's a sugi Shabbos. Now it's pasha. You can't say they're going to chop off an animal's head. You're going to do shechit on an animal, cut off its head. Oh, and by mistake it died. If it's 100% guaranteed that if you're going to cut off an animal's head, it's going to die, then that's also to do on Shabbos, even according to Reb Shimon. So if you're going to drag a bench in a beach, which 100% is going to be a faro, then according to Reb Shimon, it's also. So over here also, if you cover a beehive, you can't say, oops, I trapped the bees. It's 100% you're going to trap the bees because you put a blanket over the beehive. So you trap them. Says Gemara, no. Laylam kula Rabbi Yehuda v'achem ma'iskin on the isli kave. In the blanket, there's windows. They can get out. And the Gemara is going to ask the obvious question. So what's going on here? What's the chiddush? So now you have to change it around a little bit. Don't say, oh, and don't have a mind to trap. Don't make it a trap. In other words, make sure there are windows. We turn to Lamed Vavam Bay, sponsored by Andy White Hillengrew. For all those who need Shiduchim, refusing Shuas, and all those who need to finish this Amud on time, please join us at hillengrew.amindav.com. Sponsored by Netanko Shnur. For his chus, for my children, I call of Ben Dvorah in Yisrael, Yaakov Ben Dvorah, that they should do well in Yisrael, have a cheshik v'toyra, mitzvahs in Yerushamay. Eloema, okay, Pshita. What's the question? Pshita Rashi explains it differently than what we understand. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Davar She'enoi Miskaven is Asr. So of course it's Asr to trap. What is it? What is it coming to tell us? He can't trap? I know. Davar She'enoi Miskaven. Even if you don't have a mind to trap and you trap, it's Asr. Says Gemara, Ma'od Seima, think about it. What animals do we trap? Think. Do we trap cows? No. Mice? Mostly chayas, like deer, and birds. But we trap mice to kill them. So if you trap a fly in Shabbos, is that trapping? It's not a typical thing to do. So that's a havamina. Gemara said, Ma'od Seima, Mina Natsud, also. If it's a fish, a chaya, something that you do, a bird, that's something you're over on Seda. Shaloi b'minoi, not nitzoid, mutter. But if, typically speaking, people don't go around running after bees to trap them. They have beehives and the bees come to them, but you don't sit there and trapping bees. You don't have a cage that locks up. So maybe you shouldn't be chaya. Komash melon, that what? That you are chaya. But the Beis Yosef learns, komash melon, that people do trap bees. Okay. Ravashi Omar, Ravashi, another pshat. Miktane b'yemoysa chamu b'yemoysa kshamim. You read it wrong. It doesn't mean summer and winter. And you ask me a question, but there's no honey in the winter. And we came with all these tiruts, and there is, and there's just two of them. But it's for human. We're talking about if it is sunny outside and if it is raining, not in the winter. Vikidvash. But it's talking about a time of the year that the bees are active and there's honey. So I have to change it around a little bit. Not in the summer, in the winter, but in the day that it's raining, on a day that it's sunny. If the pail fills up, don't say that it's a lot of tircha, and you're not allowed to do a lot of tircha on yontif. Keep on going to the bathroom and dumping out the water and coming back. You're allowed to. Says the Gemara, Givaldika Maisa. We can learn a lot from this. Bei Rechaya da Abaya Dolov. Abaya had a mill and it started dripping water. Also came the rabbi, he comes to rabbi, what should I do, my Rebbe? Omar Lei Zil Ailili Puryach Lahasam. He tells him, Givaldika Eitza, take your bed, put it next to in the mill. Now all of a sudden your bedroom is the mill. Hell, now you can't have a leak in your bedroom. So you allowed to put a pail there. The Havi, he grabs Sheray, Vavke, like the picture. Here, we don't have another one. This is a graph sheray, something that's full of tzaya, something disgusting, like a dead mouse. You let it move on Shabbos. So now I have a problem of a graph sheray. I have water dripping. It's terrible. You let it put a pail. Yosef Abayvik Akashule. Huh? The Rechaim says, okay, the Rechaim is a graph sheray. It's going to be Muslim. Yes. Why? Okay, fine. The Rechaim will be. Yeah. The Rechaim is going to dissolve from the water that's falling, and it's going to smell whatever. Yosef Abay v'kakashile, but Abay didn't like what his Rebbe told him. He had a kasha. He's more firm than his Rebbe. V'chi yosef grafsharei, v'katila. I'm allowed to create a grafsharei? Do it, put a mouse there and say, okay, now I can move it? No, if the mouse happens to die there, you're allowed to move it. Says the Gemara, d'hochi nofal b'rechai d'abaya. The whole mill fell down. Omar, Abay realized, he said, you know, I did something wrong. And it's an amazing thing. If you want to be firmer than your Rebbe, it's also a problem. This is what you see in the Gemara. He didn't do anything wrong. He didn't go against his Rebbe. His Rebbe didn't say it's Asr and he said it's Mutter. His Rebbe said it's Mutter and I'm going to be Asr. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to be a tzaddik. No, your Rebbe says it's okay. Don't be firmer than him. And he said, I got punished. Teisili davri ademar. Because I didn't listen to my Rebbe, that's why I fell down. That should be my kapara. And I have 1,000 stories here. The one with my grandfather went to the Chazon Ish. And the Chazon Ish told him to invest in Bnei Brak, and instead he bought a chicken thing that I said in the beginning of the Masechta. But it's a beautiful story. We're late anyways, might as well say the story. A Chassid went to the Imri Emes, and the Imri Emes told him, invest in this and that. So he listened to the Imri Emes, and he lost all his money. So he says, he's not my Rebbe anymore. He's a terrible Rebbe. So he stopped going to him. One day he went there, so like a Chassid asked him, why do you go there? He says, Listen, I'm not going for him. He's not a good guy. But his father was a great guy. I'm going for his father. So the Imre Amos heard this, and he said, at the end of the day, Korach had a big taina on Moshe Rabbeinu, and he had a good taina. Well, Moshe Rabbeinu sent him a raglam, he's wrong. But at the end of the day, Moshe Rabbeinu stayed the Rebbe, even though he's wrong, and Korach is Korach. So the Beis Yisrael said, and this is the point of the story, he said, it's not true what my father said. The Imre Amos lived in the 40s, the Beis Yisrael was later on. Next week, he says, what my father didn't know is that this chassid, actually, by the fact that he listened to my father and he lost all his money, he was so poor, he had nothing to do in Europe. So he went to Eretz Yisrael and he saved his life and his whole family's life. He picked up. So sometimes you have to listen to the Rebbe. Always you have to listen to the Rebbe. You have to listen to the Rav. Orma Shmuel, Grav Sharei, Vavit Shomemi Raglayim, Mutter Lo Yitzin La'ashpa. If you have a disgusting thing that people use it for the bathroom or other disgusting things, you're allowed to take it out. Ukshu machziroi, but when you return it, what's your head to bring it back into the house? Noisim by mayim machziroi. Over here, this is where Rashi says for the behema. So remember, you pour water into it, so now it becomes like a kli for heter, and you're allowed to bring it into the house. So I mean, oh, grav sharei agav mana in b'vnei atzmiloi. Could you take the waste in your hand, nebuch, or a dead mouse in your hand? You take a dead mouse in your hand, take it outside. You'd see from here, maybe not. Maybe it has to be in a bowl. You can't actually touch the actual mukta. Toshma, du achbarto, dishtakach, bay, isparmiki. There's a mouse that was found dead in the spices of Ravashi. Omel Ravashi, nakti b'tzitzise, v'afkua, grab it by its tail and send it out. Zok the Hilgi Mishnah. Kol shechayom l'mishum shvus. If you are chayiv, because the zero mitzvah, what you're doing now, it's Isidur Rabbanan, the zero mitzvah, or Mishum Rishus, there's a little bit of a mitzvah, like getting married when you already have a wife. Mishum mitzvah, but it's a real mitzvah, like to be Magdish, something to be Samigdash. B'Shabbos, Chayom, Elo, B'Yantiv. If all these happen on Shabbos, all these apply to Yantiv as well. Ve'ilu Hein, Mishum Shvos, Le'oilam B'Ilon, you don't go up a tree on Yantiv. I guess we'll go through all them tomorrow. You don't ride an animal because of Isser, the Rabbanim, shot them up in Yemayim, and you don't swim on Yantav. And you don't clap your hands, and you don't dance, and you don't bang your lap with your hand. And this is a little bit of a mitzvah. You don't do it in Torah. V'loy mikachin, you don't marry a woman. V'loy chaltin, you don't do chalitza. V'loy miyabmim, and you don't do yibum. V'loy mishum mitzvah. And this is a bigger mitzvah than getting married. Loy magdishim, donating money to the Beis HaMikdash. V'loy marichin. So haracha is, where is it? Okay, I don't have it here. Here. Haracha means every single person has a value to them, the Torah says. If you're between 0 to 5 years old, you're worth 5 if you're Zohar, 3 if you're Nekeva. Between 5 and 20, you're 20 and 10, 50 and 30. A 60-year-old man is 50. If I point to somebody and said, whatever he's worth, I want to give to Beis HaMikdash, here's the list. If he's 60 years old, what?
Worth for work.
And then over here, women become more valuable than men. They lose less value because an older woman, a Bubby, is worth more than a Zaidi. Which one is better? The colorful one or this one from Yoni? I need to know. But colorful one? Oh, sorry. If a person says this object is chayrim, it becomes, like we say before, Yom Kippur, it becomes hegdish. You can't take off trumas and maizers from food. It's also doing Yontav and certainly on Shabbos. Ain bein Yontav the Shabbos. Ella, oichel nevesh b'vavad. The only difference between Yontav and Shabbos is to prepare food. You're mutter to do it on Yontav. Have a wonderful day.